You're listening to BEWR, Busy Women Radio, Podcast Edition.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to today's BEWR, Busy Women Radio Podcast. Today is Wednesday, March 14th, 2018. So today is Work It Wednesday. And the topic today is the journey to your vision can sometimes be like driving late at night in the fog. And before we get started, I want to first tell you briefly about the last experience I had driving late at night in the fog. My two youngest kids and I had to drop my husband off at work. So it was, pretty late at night, and we were driving back home, and we had gotten to a point where the fog was so dense, we could not see more than I say it was about half a mile in front of us, and we could not see anything on either side of us. And what made it worse was that there were long stretches of highway and street where there were absolutely no street lights. So it felt like I was riding blind because I could not see anything at all. The fog was so dense, I was starting to feel claustrophobic. And so, at one point I panicked and I turned on my bright lights, and we all know that's a no-no in the fog because it just made it absolutely worse. So I had to turn the bright lights off and just stay at the snail's pace that I was driving so that I didn't outrun my headlights. So I did the only thing I could do, drive at a snail's pace and pray all the way home. And, I knew where my house was. And I knew, the direction to go in to get home, but it was so dense. The fog was so dense and it was so dark. It was hard for me to see how to get there. So, I'm just praying to God and praying, thanking him in advance for letting us make it home safely, thanking him for his protection and guy in the van. And it was so late at night, there weren't many other cars out on the road. So it felt like we were just out there by ourselves in the middle of nowhere. And as I think back on that experience, that reminds me of how it is when we are, taking that faith step, that faith journey toward our purpose. God gives us the vision. So we know the destination, just like I knew where my house was. I know how to get home, but the fog was so dense, I couldn't see how to get there. I couldn't even see, two or three miles ahead of me. And that's the same way it is when you're journeying towards your purpose or toward your vision. A lot of times, you get so caught up in all of the things that need to be done, all of the things that could go wrong, all of the naysayers, sometimes even all of the people that are cheering you on, all the possible distractions, your fears, they cloud your vision and you can't see the next three or four steps ahead of you. But the same way God reminded me, you just focus on that next mile. Focus on what you can see. Slow your roll. Don't try to overthink it. Don't try to go too fast. Don't try to move beyond your headlights. That's the same way it is when you're traveling towards your vision. Don't try to think five steps ahead. Right now, focus on that next one step you need to do. And sometimes that means figuring out what that step is. Your vision might be to buy a new house. Well, you know the house that you want, but what's your next step? Well, your next step may be, I need to find out what my credit score is. So don't try to jump ahead and, do things in your own time. Sometimes God slows you down for a reason so that you can, one, put your focus back on him. The same way I went straight to God. I'm praying. I'm thanking him in advance. You know, that's what we need to do when we're going towards our vision. We just be praying to God, asking him for guidance, thanking him for advance for his guidance, thanking him in advance for our vision coming to fruition. Then also focus on that next step, you know, just that next step. Sometimes just do that. Just focus on that next step and it reduces your anxiety tremendously. Just do that next best thing and just take it one step at a time. And before you know it, just like before we knew it, we were at home. Before you know it, you will have made it to your vision. Your vision will have come to pass. So today, just think about what's my next step toward my vision. You know what the vision is, but what's that next step? So I like to end it in a prayer. Father, I thank you this day for giving us the vision, for placing those desires in our heart. I thank you for giving us the plan to reach those goals, to have those visions come into fruition. And God, I also thank you for the foggy times, those times where you slow us down because we do tend to get ahead of ourselves, or we tend to get so caught up in, you know, the things that are going on around us, we get distracted from the vision and what needs to be done. And more importantly, we get distracted from you. And God, I just ask that you keep us, help us to keep our eyes on you as we seek to obtain our visions, as we work towards our visions. We don't want our visions to become idols. We want to always put you first. And God, I just want to thank you for your continued blessings, for allowing things to be as well with us as they have been. In all things, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In your daughter's son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. So you all go out and take that next step. Have a good day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.